Yesterday was a bad day for those with AI paranoia, and a great day for those who are thirsty for Sam Altman. That's because OpenAI released Sora 2, their latest video generation model that's more physically accurate, realistic, and controllable than anything we've seen before. Yes, I did have to buy my invite code off eBay because I have no friends in real life, but it was worth it for the constant stream of hyper-personalized AI-generated content that's been rotting my dopamine sensors for the last 24 hours. You might remember this video of Will Smith eating spaghetti from 2 years ago that took the world by storm. At the time, we humans joked about it because we could easily tell it was fake. Then a year later, generative AI took another leap forward, and on this very channel, I said this new video of Will was nothing to joke around about. Well, here we are after another year and another leap, and it's starting to get weird. Sora 2 not only creates incredibly realistic videos, but unlike the original version, they now come with sound.
Eat up your slop, piggies!
Which means we can make videos like this with a simple text prompt. In fact, everything you're seeing here has been AI generated by Sora. Oh, oops, not that one. That's actually real. From anime to cartoons to fake security camera footage to realistic cameos of you watching my videos, it does it all. In today's video, we'll take a look at all of Sora's new capabilities and find out if video creators are about to go the way of the dodo. It is October 1st, 2025, and you're watching The Code Report. There's an ancient Chinese proverb that says, "Be suspicious of those who promise you AGI while delivering slop," but I think they underestimated how delicious this slop is, or slopalicious if you will, to my simple monkey brain. Last week, Meta released Vibes, a new feed where you can create short-form AI-generated videos designed to, quote, make it easier to find creative inspiration. And, well, the response from the public went about as well as you'd expect. Not to be outdone yesterday, OpenAI released Sora 2, which is either a video generation model according to the announcement post, or it's a social network unless my eyes are lying to me. If you go on Sora.com, it's clearly optimized for consumption. The default UI is a For You explore page. You can like and comment on different videos. Each creator has their own profile you can follow, and you can only join by getting an invite from someone else. You guys remember Clubhouse, right? They're pulling out all the stops to get as much social media momentum as possible. Basically, it's a full-blown social network, but all the content is generated by AI. Between this and Vibes, it's like we now have our own infinitely scalable and always available Boar on the Floor.
Oink for your sausages, piggy. Oink, oink.
We all thought Meta was poaching OpenAI researchers to accelerate time to artificial superintelligence, but it looks like they were actually doing it to better compete in building out an infinite AI TikTok slop machine. Even former OpenAI researchers are using it as an opportunity to ask their former colleagues if they really want to sell sugar water their whole lives. There's a definite vibe shift going on, but don't worry, Sloppy Sam has assured us that they're still focused on AGI with almost all their research effort, and rumor has it that something big is coming on Monday. They should be building something that's actually useful, like Blitzy, the sponsor of today's video. It's an autonomous development platform built specifically for large enterprise code bases, which comes with infinite code context. That means you can connect your team's repo, and Blitzy's thousands of specialized AI agents will think for hours until it understands every line of code in your entire code base. From there, you can type in the features you want to build, and Blitzy will create a technical plan for your approval, then generate and pre-compile the code for each task. It performs 80% of the development work autonomously, then gives you a project guide for the final 20% of human engineering work required to complete the sprint. Blitzy is already helping large teams see a 5x increase in engineering velocity, and you can try it out for free today at blitzy.com. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.